ya meskipun susah gitu tahan gitu kan di posisi manapun kita bisa.
Oke, let's record the podcast.
Oh iya iya iya.
Makan apa ya enaknya?
Hello. Hi everybody. Hello.
Hai semuanya, udah lama banget gue gak bikin podcast, I'm sorry about that. Things happen, COVID happen, but gue harap kalian baik-baik aja dimanapun kalian berada. Kalau ada yang punya masalah, please hang in there. Karena COVID ini bikin perubahan yang drastis banget ke semuanya. Maaf kalau berisik, karena ada yang lagi masak buat makan siang, gak bisa pelan-pelan banget motongnya, emosi banget kayaknya ya. Anyway, I'm doing a catch-up podcast with one of my best friend. Have fun, guys. Enjoy listening.
Tetap jendela dulu, biar noise-nya makin. Oke.
Hai.
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 Oh, it's been a while.
Hi, Phoebe. How are you?
I'm good. Surviving, as everyone else does.
Can you tell us where are you now?
Sure. I'm currently in Canada. I work as animator for kids TV series.
So, how's your country's condition due the lockdown? Like, is it like in Malaysia?
Okay, so actually not at all. Actually, if you visit here, you will find that everything looks like normal. Cause I originally work in a city called Kelowna, so it's less immigrants than where I currently live. I currently live in Vancouver. So the thing about Canada is like it depends where you live. Like I notice in a more Chinese, like populated neighborhood,
okay,
people would wear masks all the time. But when I was still in Kelowna, which is predominantly white people, they don't wear masks at all. Cause
wow.
I know how they think though. Cause one of my friends actually told me that her boyfriend kind of said like, it's weird that it feels like we're sick, like we're ill if we wear masks, you know. Unless you're going for like grocery where you will meet like more people, you'll be near a lot of like strangers, then sure you wear a mask. But people here actually have been working out because it's summer already, and I don't think they want to miss it. Just skip summer and like, you know, go back to the really depressed cold fall winter. So I think they try to embrace you know, cycling, walking, running. So
that's
feel like, yeah, you might feel like it's pretty normal except in the grocery stores.
What do you think is the most positive thing that you actually found during the lockdown? Like staying at home, like work from home, and how about the negativity? Like for example, for me myself, the positivity, like previously gak terlalu sering stay di rumah, jadi kayak usually like go out and just di rumah kalau buat tidur, terus kayak cuma buat masak, tapi kayak gak bener-bener like enjoy my home. Tapi negatifnya lebih kayak I'm getting too comfortable with working from home. Kayak kerja sendiri, gak ketemu orang, kayak you don't have to, you know, basa-basi like that, something like that.
Yeah.
So how about you?
Let's start with the negative first.
Okay.
I think it's same as you. I've been enjoying myself like too much when it comes to work, just being at home, chilling, and you know, being able to discipline yourself at the start feels so tough. Like, I know nobody's watching me. Well, usually nobody's watching me either when I work in the studio, but it has more like you can work and then while waiting for your stuff to be done, you can cook or whatever. All over the place. Like you feel like, okay, since I can do all the XYZs, it's just like it it is like way less structured, and at the end of the day you feel like, what did I just like, what I already finished for work, and I finished already so little, so you have to like catch up the next day, right? Yeah, I think that's the only part from the, like, obviously, like, uncertainties, like, projects, but the bright side, actually, yeah, what you said, I currently stay with my brother, because I just moved out of the city that I work in, so, because I feel like, I might save some money, not needing to rent another place. Honestly, like the first few weeks weren't so easy because I used to stay by myself, and I think you can do whatever you want, but then where there's another person living with you and they have different schedule, they sleep later or whatever, at the first it makes me feel like, oh, I probably just should keep it professional, go back to Kelowna, and then keep it separate, you know, like a personal life and then work life. So, but then since I work from home too now, so but then yeah, like weeks by weeks it starts to get better, and I totally feel like kayak lebih kekeluargaan gitu ya. We like, oh yeah, it's I'm getting back to know my brother more. Jadi juga bisa appreciate juga kayak kebiasaan dia. Well, it's not so annoying. I'm too are like generally annoying person. so we're both equal, we're good gitu. Sekarang lebih orang tuh lebih individual, apalagi dengan kayak work from home gitu. Lebih dilatih individual kan. So we might lose our, you know, ability to tolerate people, family or dan lebih kayak cepet cranky karena kerja di rumah, jadi ngomel di rumah juga.
Iya, bener banget.
Kayak jadi kayak, iya kan, biasanya kayak kita kalau kita mood kita jelek di kerja, di kantor, but then when you go home, you feel like completely different mood, and it's all under one roof. I feel generally people now, kayak mereka semua stay at home, I bet they're feeling the same though, kayak itu life skill yang kita hampir, our generation or our time has almost forgotten.
Yes.
But anyway, what do you miss the most actually?
Well, the restaurant here recently, some of them are open for like dine-in. So, and I ate outside yesterday and I felt like, wow, I'm gonna like, the things that I will appreciate so much more now, like once this all like over and things start getting back to normal, is just the ability to eat outside, wander around without, you know, because people like tend to avoid each other, like it's just like unnatural, but now it becomes the new normal, I would say. Like, oh yeah, you have to dodge people. You cannot, like, you know, walk past by someone, way too closely. You have to, like, you know, I don't know, like, maintain certain distance. And I felt like, yeah, things that I will miss the most is just, like, the ability to not have to think all the time. Like, to be vigilant about, you know, like, oh, gak boleh deket-deket. And then, like, as soon as you got home, you have to clean yourself, like, you have to shower, and, like, all those things, like, it's, like, living under certain fear, it's never comfortable, right?
So
it's just tell us that, yeah, like, we're not strong enough, hey? Gitu.
Terus kayak ngelihat udara tuh jadi kayak beda. Gue tuh ngeliat udara sekarang kayak, ini virusnya di mana ya? Walaupun sebenarnya I cannot see it anyway, but it's just like, my God.
It's like a threat, kan?
What do you think is the most memorable, most important lesson that you learned so far throughout the entire COVID-19?
That's like question, like, what's the meaning of life, you know? It's like
it's not supposed to be that, like, if you have something like serious or you have something like just memorable that like you never done before, or you've done it before but you never really appreciate like, oh, this thing is really matters.
This doesn't sound embarrassing, but actually I the first time I used my oven is when I was like under quarantine. No, because the thing is like, you know, right, in Indonesia, typically people don't really bake.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I might not be super knowledgeable about this, but as far as I know, like, not all people bake.
Mm-hmm.
Versus here, everyone bakes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I enjoy cooking. Like, I'm not a good cook, but I enjoy the action of, you know, like, cutting ingredients, preparing. Like, I feel relaxed.
Yeah,
because especially when your job is, like, you know, dealing with computer most of the time,
uh-huh.
I feel like creating something and be able to actually eat it makes you kind of feel, like, accomplished, even though it's just, like, scrambled egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this will never happen if if there's no COVID.
So, the most memorable experience that you had, like, for this entire lockdown thingy is, like, finding a new hobby, perhaps?
Yeah, finding and actually willing to try, you know? Because
uh-huh.
you're, like, stuck in the same space all the time.
Like, the same circle again and again?
Yeah.
And you like need to break it in the middle, like, what am I supposed to do?
Like, one day you're just like, okay, then go back and coba. Like, I don't know where it will go wrong, but I have time to fix it too, right? Because you're at home all the time, obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway, that's just me catching up with Phoebe, which is my bestie. We've been long distance.
I miss Malaysia so much.
Yeah.
Like really much. Oh my goodness.
We've been long distance friendship
since
2 years ago.
Yeah, I think when I first moved to Malaysia for work.
So pretty much I've been following Fable all the time. So when she moved to Malaysia, I moved to Malaysia just because I want to stay in the same country as her. But then, thank God, after that, she got opportunity in Canada.
Yeah, I know.
And I wanted to move there, but it's just too much.
You will.
Okay. Do you have anything to say for all the listeners?
Listen to Dwi's podcast. Just demand more episodes. Yeah, because she's so talented and she's natural.
Okay.
Jadi sebenarnya sama lockdown ini itu kita bisa jadi nemuin banyak hal baru. Bisa jadi positif, negatif, atau netral. Ibaratnya nih ya, kalau makanan adalah perpaduan antara coklat sama cabai. Kalian pasti kalau dengar kayak, ih aneh banget apa rasanya. Tapi pertanyaannya adalah, apakah kalian tidak pernah mau coba? Apakah kalian tidak bisa? Atau bisa jadi bukan selera kalian? Tapi sebenarnya, rasa coklatnya itu lebih tajam kalau dipakein biji cabai. Bukan berarti kalian bikin sambal pakai chili sama pakai coklat ya, karena gue nggak tahu sih, pasti rasanya aneh banget. Anyway, selamat mencoba perpaduan baru di dalam hidup. Ih, cringe banget.